problem, Cliff.
That is me. You know what I can do now, Heather? Like, almost every time?
Tie a cherry stem with your tongue.
No, that is you. I don't know if you can do that, but our mutual friend Adam absolutely can.
We both can.
Yeah, we both can. No, I can spell chrysanthemum now on the first try almost every time, which to me is actually a pretty big win, because when you decided that was going to be my nickname, I could not spell chrysanthemum. But I get it right probably 85% of the time now, which I feel pretty good about.
I feel good about that too.
Yeah.
I still am using this red beanie over my microphone so that my cackles don't crack the stratosphere here.
It's ridiculous how well it works. I am absolutely shocked at how well it works. It's so weird.
So we're talking about a couple movies today. And, you know, I was going to do some sort of a play on the ho-ho-ho with the mo-mo-mo movies, but that doesn't work. It doesn't work, Cliff.
It's all right. It's not terrible. Like, it'll you know, it's okay.
Tell me what you got.
Okay, so like mine is like kind of a side to a movie. So White Christmas, you've seen it, starring Bing Crosby. One thing I would like to say is, so White Christmas is a movie that like goes on and off of Netflix, obnoxiously on and off of Netflix. It's not always there. And so earlier in the season, like I really, White Christmas is a strange movie for me because I'd never seen it until maybe, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I'd never seen it. And now it is probably my favorite Christmas movie. I like to watch it during Christmas. I like to watch it when it's not Christmas. And so I think probably in August, I was having kind of a rough week. And I'm like, you know what I really want to do is just sit down and watch something like extremely charming and fun that will have lots of singing that will make me feel better. So I sat down to watch White Christmas, and it wasn't on Netflix. I'm like, oh man, they pulled it again. So I have it on DVD, but the DVD copy is like, it looks terrible on DVD. Like I have a big TV. It looks gross. So I ordered the Blu-ray of White Christmas, and it was not expensive. I think I maybe paid $15 for it. And the Blu-ray is stunning. It is gorgeous. Like if you are a White Christmas fan and you don't have the Blu-ray of White Christmas, buy it, because it is, they digitally remastered it a couple years ago, and it's gorgeous. It is absolutely beautiful. The colors pop. It is like super crisp. It doesn't have all the weird, like, hey, we're a movie from 70 years ago that has all those weird like artifacts and stuff. It is absolutely spectacular. So that's White Christmas out of the way. Great movie, great song. But do you know what it means to actually have a White Christmas? I think we've all said that. Like, I mean, he said it. He's dreaming of a White Christmas. What is a White Christmas? Do you know?
I always assumed it was a Christmas with snow.
It is. But do you know how much snow you need to have?
There's a minimum?
There's a minimum. I did not know
this.
So according...
Okay, well, I'm gonna guess then.
Okay.
Is it in inches or centimeters or what is it?
I have both, so you can guess whichever you want.
Okay, so I'm gonna guess 3 inches.
So according to the National Weather Service, and I mean, if anyone's gonna know, it's the National Weather Service, right? You need at least 1 inch of snow on the ground December 25th, but it does not need to be new snow. So like if it snowed 2 weeks ago and you still have an inch left, technically that is a White Christmas. So, you know, that's all you need.
All right. That's so interesting, Cliff. And I feel like I just insulted the 1 inch snow days by expecting that it had to be at least 3 inches.
I mean,
like, so I'm sorry.
I think that those of us who grew up in snowier climates, like, I mean, I grew up in Utah, like, at least when I was a kid, they don't get as much snow as they used to. Like, it's probably horrible global warming or something. Like, we used to have, we didn't have a non-White Christmas ever. Like, there was 18 inches of snow on the ground, it seemed like. And, like, you spent a lot of time in the Midwest. I mean, you probably have snow now, or you can probably expect to have a White Christmas. I lived in Park City, Utah, where we'd get, like, 200 or 300 inches of snow a year. So, like,
wow.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I lived at, like, 7,000 feet, too. So, like, there was a lot of snow there all the time. I've seen snow in July and August in Park City. So, we had a White Christmas there almost every year. But, you know, like in Seattle, like, I mean, I haven't had a White Christmas any time I've lived here. So it's kind of nice to know that, like, the bar is not very high. That's what I'm saying, Heather, is like, it's nice to know you can have a White Christmas with just a little bit of snow. You don't need a lot.
I feel like, though, in Seattle, or 1 year in San Francisco, this happened. But I feel like if you have any sort of flurry action, even for 30 seconds, it counts.
I absolutely agree. Because the odds of having a white Christmas in Seattle are like, they've got to be real close to zero. So I think that anything you can get is enough. Like, you make your own white Christmas. That's what I'm saying, Heather. You make your own.
Well, hey, speaking of fun little movie aside, yes. You've seen the show on Netflix that talks about the behind the scenes. What is it called?
The Holiday Movies That Made Us. It is on Netflix.
So one of the really interesting things, if you haven't seen this yet, and we both recommend you watching it because it's fun. The movie Elf almost did not happen.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I think the thing that surprised me watching it was, I think to you and I, Will Ferrell is a actor who has always been big. Like, it seems like he's always been Will Ferrell, right? Because he was he got big about, I mean, what year did Elf come out? Probably, I don't know. Here, we'll do this. You ready? Alexa, when was the movie Elf released?
The film Elf was released about 17 years ago on October
9th, 2003.
So why does she lead with how many years ago it was? Like, we have to sit here and try to do the math,
right?
Alexa?
I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, but like 2000. So both of us were like kind of right out of high school. You know, like he'd always been something, you know, old school. He'd been in a ton of movies in SNL before that. And so to me, like, he'd always been a big deal. But this movie was like, nah, he was not always a big deal. When Elf came out, it was a big risk casting Will Ferrell. So it was interesting.
Well, yeah. So the movie almost didn't happen. The big wigs, apparently, the people that sit around and decide what happens and what doesn't happen. Wouldn't it be actually funny, though, if life was like that? if there was just a table of, like, production people that were like, should there be snow on Christmas this year? I don't know. 1 inch? Well, if it's less than an inch, it's not a white Christmas.
They probably are. White Christmas. You just don't get invited to those meetings, Heather.
It would just be funny, though, if everything was run by meetings in a really weird room. Anyway, focusing back in on you, Cliff. So they were like, yeah, we don't get it. He's not funny. We're not sure if this is going to go. But it's one of those things. Can you even imagine the alternate reality where we haven't seen Elf 150 times?
We watched that Netflix show and I immediately watched Elf because it's so good.
Right. Speaking of that non-Christmas related thing, the song Straight Up by Paula Abdul, that almost didn't happen because everybody in her camp said that that song wasn't a hit. And
really?
She should just pass on it. Yeah. And she loved it. So she made it. But it's so crazy to me to think about all the things that we might. Like, what things have we been deprived of, Cliff?
That haven't happened.
Yeah, because somebody didn't believe in it and it just didn't happen.
Have you ever wondered that about yourself? Like, if, you know, you read about people all the time that was like, oh, I just started doing whatever. You know, I started playing guitar, I became a ballet dancer, I started acting, or I started doing everything. And it was just like, I knew it was my calling. I was naturally really good at it. I really enjoyed it. It was just the thing I always wanted to do. And like, I enjoy what I do, but I've never felt that I was like particularly amazingly, you know, talented at it without having to work a lot.
Well, we've got a couple of former coworkers. I mean, I would go so far as to say friends, but definitely former coworkers who just bought a radio station. I mean, talk about a Hallmark Christmas movie plot. Like,
absolutely.
How awesome is that? So I guess the point of this story is if you want to do something,
you should do it.
There are plenty of people sitting in rooms telling other people that they shouldn't do their stuff. Yep. So you should always do your stuff.
Absolutely. Go make Elf. Go make the next Elf. Have you ever seen the musical cartoon version of Elf?
No.
It's on Netflix, I want to say. It's pretty good. It's not, I don't think it's as good as the movie, but it's fun. It's a little bit different. It's worth watching. I watched it the other day. So check that out. Go watch the holiday movies that made us. There's one for Elf and there's one for The Nightmare Before Christmas. I learned a lot about The Nightmare Before Christmas that I did not know before, like a lot. But I thought the Elf one was actually even more interesting. Watching the behind the scenes of how they filmed a lot of the like that movie looks like there's a lot of CGI where they're making him look really big and everything else look really small. And that's actually all practical effects. It's all done with camera tricks. So seeing how they set up some of that stuff is really cool too. So go check that out. I recommend both of them. Do it.
Yes. And next time, because I've been talking about such extravagantly priced items, I'm going to tell you about something kind of inexpensive and on the fly that you could do for your friends tomorrow.